Good morning, Southern California, and welcome. If you're food obsessed, you've come to the right place. Join us for the next 2 hours, and you won't go away hungry. One of the first American culinary icons, Julia Child, said, "People who love to eat are always the best people." We agree. Live from the AM 830 KLAA studios at Angel Stadium in Anaheim, the SoCal Restaurant Show is on the air.
And welcome back. It is the SoCal Restaurant Show, and we're here with you every Saturday morning from 10 a.m. until 12 noon, right here on AM 830 KLAA, the home of Angels Baseball. And it is the Freeway Series this weekend, but all the games are at Dodger Stadium. But the good news is the Halos topped the Dodgers last night in extra innings, went into the 10th. So that certainly is something to be happy about. And two more games to come, so we'll see how it all goes. I'm Andy Harris, the executive producer and co-host of the SoCal Restaurant Show. Happy to have you out there. My colleague, Chef Andrew Gruhl of the Slopfish Restaurant Group, and also the founder of Two Birds in Irvine's Trade Food Hall, and also the full-service Raw by Slopfish, located adjacent to the original Fast Casual Slopfish on Beach Boulevard in Huntington Beach. And for all you pizza lovers out there, also Big Parm in the Mess Hall in Tustin will be joining us a little later in the show with his usual Ask the Chef segment. And Chef Andrew has mentioned regenerative agriculture a couple times in the last few weeks, and we will be getting into an explanation of what that is all about and how that also can help the environment by reducing the carbon footprint. Kind of a nifty concept. So again, leave it to Chef Andrew to be au courant with all of that, but we will be talking about regenerative agriculture. Do appreciate you tuning in. Couldn't do it without you. Do keep up with us on social media. It enhances what we do here on Saturday mornings. Website's easy. It's SoCalRestaurantShow.com. Facebook is SoCal Restaurant Show. Send us a tweet if you like, and many of you do, at SoCal Restaurant. And as we love to say, for the very best in provocative food imagery, Instagram too, at SoCal Restaurant Show. And we're enthusiastically presented each and every week by Melissa's World Variety Produce and West Coast Prime Meats. And happy to have Aaron in technical excellence with us this morning. So definitely good morning to Aaron in the booth. As always, we have a very full show for you this morning. But before we do a little preview of that, I have been doing some dining in the last week. Had a chance to partake of another participating restaurant that is part of Long Beach Burger Week, which unfortunately has today and tomorrow, and that will be it for 2021. But the good news is they are still available for dining today and also tomorrow. And all the information in terms of the participating Long Beach restaurant, and this really encompasses most of the wonderful neighborhoods that are in Long Beach. And people have a tendency to forget Long Beach is a big city, and it has a lot of different neighborhoods with different things going on. You know, you have a certain neighborhood where there's some wonderful Cambodian food, some neighborhoods where there's some wonderful Mexican food. So just keep it in mind if you've not done much exploring down there. It definitely can be fun because there is a diversity of cuisine. And the one restaurant that I was able to get to in the last week to try out their burger, which is part of Long Beach Burger Week. And incidentally, that website is burgerweeklb.com that has all the participating restaurants, all the items that they're doing, and all the price categories. So again, burgerweeklb.com. So there's a newer restaurant that is actually right across from both the Long Beach Convention Center as well as the Terrace Theater. And it's actually in an apartment building, but don't let that scare you off. They face a landscaped walkway, so it's really a very lovely environment with both inside seating and outside seating. And the name of the restaurant is Risu, R-I-S-U. And quite a diverse menu, some Spanish items, Mediterranean. I was there during happy hour and was really impressed with the knowledge of their wait staff and also just the welcoming attitude that they had there, which is really nice to see right now, because a problem that a lot of restaurants are having right now is just can't get staff. So, you know, you have some servers that really know what's going on, and you have some servers that are a little bit on the rough side in terms of knowledge and information about what's going on. So nice surprise at Risu that, you know, their staff is on top of it. So the burger that they're doing, and wait for this one, that they're doing for Long Beach Burger Week, which, again, you have today and tomorrow, is a shrimp burger. So it is a seasoned ground shrimp patty dusted in panko and pan-seared, and it's served on a classic brioche bun with lemon garlic aioli, house-pickled Fresno chilies, sliced tomatoes, and butter leaf lettuce. And if that isn't enough, it's also served with Parmesan fries. And again, absolutely delicious, and I think creative on the part of the team at Risu to do something a little different to celebrate their participation in Long Beach Burger Week. And their executive chef and general manager, Ryan, I had a chance to talk to during the time that I was there. He's in the process of doing some menu enhancements, got a lot of good ideas, definitely wants to be part of that Long Beach community, as well as be attractive to visitors. And we will have him on the show a little later in the week to talk about what they're doing there. But again, that restaurant is Risu, R-I-S-U. They are on Seaside in Long Beach, and again, right across from both the Terrace Theater and the Long Beach Convention Center. So in terms of that central location there, definitely hard to miss them. Quick look at what we're going to be doing on the show today. We're going to be looking at a couple areas that are good overnight destinations or day destinations by car, as people are doing a little exploring right now. We're going to go up to Solvang, and we're going to celebrate the 70th anniversary of the Burkholms Bakery and Cafe in Solvang that is now under the third generation of family stewardship. Wow. Then back to Temecula to explore the food side of the Europa Village Wineries and Resorts. We're going to be chatting with their executive chef, Hani Ali, and all that he is doing there and what the future holds there. The restaurant that they have open right now is Spanish-influenced, and he's having a lot of fun with the dishes that he's doing there. Very creative fellow, and you're going to have a chance to meet him in just a very few minutes. Then we'll pop down to the winery, restaurant and wine bar in Tustin. Next Saturday, they are hosting their annual Hatch Chili Season festivities. They're going to be hors d'oeuvres with Hatch ingredients. There's going to be a roasting, all kinds of great things going on, especially the live roasting. And their executive chef partner, Yvonne Getz, will be presiding over those festivities. Then we're visiting with Robert Schuler of Melissa's, our resident Prince of Produce, picking up what he did a few weeks ago, his report from the Orange County Fair on California specialty vegetable crops, and also talking about the current Hatch chili season, which is only with us for a very short 6 weeks. And of course, Chef Andrew with his Ask the Chef segment. So you are listening to the SoCal Restaurant Show. When we come back, it's Burkholms Bakery and Cafe in Solvang. We're proudly presented by Melissa's World Variety Produce and West Coast Prime Meats.